The business case for read-only. Cost intelligence finance teams that can see cost data without depending on engineering to produce it, move faster, and make better decisions. Here's why read-only access is the right architecture for financial visibility. There's a workflow in most enterprise finance teams that looks like this. Finance needs to understand cloud costs by product or team, so they ask engineering or IT for a report. Engineering runs the query, formats the data, and sends it back, usually a few days later. Finance reviews it, has follow-up questions, and the cycle repeats. This workflow has a hidden cost that rarely appears on any budget, the cost of delayed information. Every day that finance is waiting for data from another team is a day that decisions are being made without it or deferred until it arrives. When cloud costs spike, when a budget conversation requires current numbers, or when an investment decision turns on cost data, the dependency on engineering to produce the information slows everything down. Read-only access to cost data, the architecture where finance can query cloud cost information directly without passing through engineering, removes this dependency. It changes finance from a consumer of cost reports to an operator of cost data. Why read-only is the right framing. The natural objection to finance having direct access to cloud environments is security. Cloud systems are sensitive, and the permissions required to access cost data could theoretically be misused. This objection conflates read access with write access. Read-only cloud access for cost data is low risk almost by definition. The permissions required are read access to billing and cost data, AWS Cost Explorer, CUR, GCP BigQuery billing export, Azure Cost Management, read access to resource metadata, tags, instance types, region, no access to production systems, data, or configuration. This is meaningfully different from the access that could cause damage. A finance analyst with read-only cost data access cannot provision or terminate resources, access customer data, change security configurations, or affect any production system. The risk is essentially zero. The benefit is real. Finance can answer cost questions independently at the speed of financial decision-making rather than at the speed of cross-functional coordination. What independent access unlocks self-serve anomaly investigation? When a cost spike appears in the monthly report, finance can investigate it directly. Which service increased? Which team? Which resource? This investigation takes minutes with direct access and days when it requires an engineering ticket. Budget variance explanations in real time. Finance can run budget to actual variance analysis against current cost data without waiting for period-end reports. Mid-month visibility into cost trends allows course correction before the period closes. Vendor and commitment analysis. How much are we spending with AWS versus Azure? What's our reserved instance utilization rate? What would happen to our cloud spend if we committed an additional $50,000 a month? These questions are answerable in minutes with direct cost data access. Support for commercial negotiations. Before renewing a cloud provider contract or negotiating enterprise discount terms, finance needs current, accurate spend data across services and accounts. Engineering shouldn't be the bottleneck for data that's needed for a financial negotiation. Product cost modeling. What does it cost to run product A at its current scale? If usage doubles, what happens to infrastructure cost? These models require detailed cost data that finance can build directly once they have access to the underlying data. The engineering team's perspective. Finance getting direct access to cost data is not a threat to engineering ownership of cloud infrastructure. Engineering makes the decisions about what infrastructure to run. Finance sees the cost of those decisions. These are different activities that don't conflict. In practice, engineering teams typically welcome finance having direct cost data access because it reduces the operational burden on them. Every ad hoc cost report request that goes to engineering is work that pulls engineers away from the infrastructure they're responsible for. Self-serve finance access eliminates that category of work. It also changes the nature of the finance engineering conversation. Instead of, Can you give me a report on cloud costs? The conversation becomes, we're seeing this cost pattern in the data. Can you help us understand what's driving it? That's a higher quality conversation that produces better outcomes for both teams. The data layer requirements. For finance to operate cost data independently, a few things need to be in place. Tagging discipline. If resources aren't tagged with team, product, and environment, cost data can't be allocated. This is the prerequisite for meaningful cost attribution and the most important investment for organizations that want finance-owned cost visibility. Consolidated billing. For organizations with multiple cloud accounts, which is most organizations at any meaningful scale, billing consolidation at the organization level is necessary to get a complete view. Without it, finance has to piece together reports from multiple accounts. A consistent data model, raw cloud billing data, is not finance ready. It needs to be mapped to the organization's team structure, cost centers, and business units. A layer that translates cloud provider naming conventions into organizational structure makes the data usable by finance. Historical retention. The finance use case requires multi-year historical data for trend analysis and variance explanation. Raw cost data that expires after 90 days is insufficient. Why this matters for the CFO who depends on engineering to produce financial visibility into cloud costs, is operating at a structural disadvantage. Every time a decision requires cost data, there's a cycle of requesting, waiting, and following up that slows down the decision or causes it to be made on incomplete information. Financial visibility should be a finance capability, not a dependency on another department. The same way a CFO expects finance to own financial reporting for revenue and expenses without depending on sales or operations to run the reports, they should expect finance to own cost intelligence for cloud infrastructure. Read-only access is the architectural choice that makes this possible. It's low risk, high value, and the most direct investment a finance team can make in improving the quality and speed of cost management decisions. Cost Defender is built on this principle: read-only access to your cloud environment, finance-grade data presentation, and zero dependency on engineering to run reports. Your cost data directly in finance's hands.